Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you mind, can I just have 2 minutes to vent on something? Just give me like two minutes. That's all I want.
All right, hold on. In the interest of actually keeping you to your word, I'm going
it's
to let you have
right
no,
now.
I'm just going to start a watch. Three, okay. Two, one, go.
Okay. I've been a Mets fan my entire life. I'm 33 years old, going on 34 years old. My team gets swept by the Miami Marlins, a team that is going to really challenge the worst record in baseball history this year. They might lose 120-plus games. The Mets go down there. They get swept by Neil Walker and company. They play an hour-and-a-half game yesterday. They get shut out by a guy whose name I can't even pronounce. They keep this dog-crap manager who has no clue what he's doing. He makes Clint Hurdle look like Casey Stengel. And now I'll come to find out Yohannes Cespedes, one of the few guys they actually gave money to, broke his foot falling down on his ranch in Florida. It's the second time something like this has happened. First it was Jason Bay who was a waste of money. Now this guy. I'm telling you right now, I have never been closer in my life. I swear to God when I say this, I am this close to saying the hell with the Mets and just going full board, full-time Pirates fan. I'm this close. Why do I put myself through this? I'm following these Mets reporters on Twitter. I'm freaking out here in this palatial nice resort. I'm supposed to be in a good mood, relaxing. Why should I care about a stupid baseball team? Why? Why should I care? I'm 33 years old. I'm an adult. I've got a wife. I've got two dogs that I treat like kids. I've got a good job. I don't need to allow a baseball team to affect my mood. And I want to take my fist and put it through this computer right now because this guy that we gave $140 million breaks his foot on his ranch. I'm seriously almost done. I cannot take it. Why? Why do I put myself through it? Why, Chris? Well, I don't need the aggravation. I've got enough stress and enough crap going on in my life where the last thing that I need to be getting hot and bothered over is a baseball team.
Very nicely done at 2 minutes and 69 hundredths of a second. Nice. And now I have a poll question to accompany that because you said I'm this close to ditching the Mets and adopting the Pirates full time. I have put this out there for the people right now. Pittsburgh, do you want Andrew Filippone at the Pony Express to ditch the Mets and adopt the Pirates as his team full-time?
I'm already a surrogate Pirate fan.
This is going to make you – you're going to actually conceive some Pirates fandom here.
I go to enough games with my wife.
Yeah?
We go to like 30 games a year. She's super invested in it. I obviously am invested in the Pirates because we talk about them every
day. You're invested in your wife's happiness too.
And I talk to the fan base of the team every day. So, of course, I care. But I'm ready to just go all in on them, seriously. What do I need the Mets for? They're not going to win a World Series in my lifetime. It's not going
to
happen.
They've been to one. They were within four
Great.
Games of one in
2015. Congratulations.
The Pirates' best season saw the Mets end up in the World Series.
The Mets have no reason to be this bad. They should not have financial limitations. They got a new ballpark. They play in the biggest city in the world, okay?
Wait, it's not, though.
It's not.
Close.
Can you give me some poetic or creative license
yeah,
here
sure.
to
no,
make
no,
my
they,
point?
They play in the Big Apple. Yeah, keep going here. Tell me about Bernie Madoff and the Wilpon family. Who do you fault the most, Bernie Madoff, for bilking them out of so much of their fortune?
I fault myself. Me. That's who I fault. Me. This is self-loathing. As a kid growing up, I could have made a decision. My dad's a Yankees fan. Be a Yankees fan, and then my entire adolescence would have been filled.
You're not a front
with
runner,
Derek Jeter moments and clutch home runs.
You can't choose. You were drawn to the Mets. There was
back,
a magnetism
coming
here.
Back from down 3-0
you
against
were always
the Red
purple
Sox.
You were always blue and orange. You can't pick who you root for. The heart wants what it wants. And you want to have your heart repeatedly ripped out of your chest while still beating
and
stomped
on. No, I've been spurned. I've been left at the altar too
many times.
Once
bitten, twice shy? You're really considering it.
Chris, this is an all-time low. They doubled down on this manager who's a total fraud. This guy that we gave a bajillion dollars to, Cespedes gets hurt. First, he gets hurt playing golf. And now he gets injured on his ranch. He'll probably never play a game for them again.
And Sandy Alcantara threw a two-hitter against Noah Syndergaard. You look genuinely pained. You know what,
I don't know
of?
Why I do it.
You know what you remind me of? Greg Giannotti's Vikings fandom. He feels like the same way.
No, he doesn't. He got out of the game for a while. When he moved here, he said, I don't care about my teams anymore. I got bigger fish to fry.
I got a career to get off the launching pad.
He was too jaded about sports. He left his fandom at the door. I have not done that, but I am really close.
On a scale of 1 to 10, really 10 being it's going to happen, it's done, how close are you? 1 being I'm talking myself off the ledge.
If they keep this up and they don't fire the manager in the next 2 weeks, I'm out. Done.
Out for good.
I'll buy a Josh Bell jersey.
I don't believe you.
Here's why.
If they do fire him eventually, you'll be like, all right, I'll come back.
If Mickey Callaway is still the Mets manager on Memorial Day, I'm going to PNC Park and I'm buying a Josh Bell jersey and I'm buying new Pirates threads, mm-hmm. new caps.
Everything.
And I'm going all in on them, yeah.
So like Lennox's birthday presents from Uncle Pony and Aunt Mandy will be Pirates gear.
Yep. Cole Tucker baby jersey for him.
Really quick here as an aside, I thought about this. He's 6 months old yesterday. Little half birthday present. Has Josh Bell done enough where I should throw down for a Josh Bell like 6 to 12 month onesie for him?
I mean, you make enough money to do that.
Sure. No. But I mean, like, no. This is not a matter of like spending money. This is a matter of belief in Josh Bell and what he's doing. Has like the Josh Bell fever, you know, hype train reached such a fever pitch that I think it's time to get my kid some gear?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Because if I want my kid to emulate athletically anybody on that team right now, or maybe anybody in this city, it's the dude smashing taters about 430 feet on average.
Something happened in sports this weekend that Pittsburgh rallied together to watch and root on.
It was the Marlins sweeping the Mets.
And we will talk about that, plus the truth on Trevor Williams, his oblique injury. What really happened there? We saw him throw a pitch and grab his side, but that's not the full story. Neil Huntington spills the beans this hour. On my new favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.